All right, so this is actually part two, chapter 51,
a message on eternal
security.
And
but don't feel bad
close
if
to the end
because we forgot to record
and
it.
And if you remember,
so
when
I'm
we went through
just
chapter 50 last time,
give a
we
couple
together,
of scriptures
the Lord had turned
from
his
last
attention
week
now
and
to Babylon.
I'm not going to read them all, but I'll read
we were
the
talking about
so,
the fact that
if you weren't here, you can. You know,
God
raised up Babylon for the purpose that they would be.
So
the tool
what we did was we went through the Gospel of John
because
it
laid
Judah,
it out very clearly.
But also,
so
many
all
of the
scriptures that I'm
going to
reference right now are in
the
Gospel
the land
of John.
Of Israel.
And then the Lord started laying out
many
the first thing that I
want
to mention here
that
is that
was
you know when we
come.
Talk about eternal
and
security
as we continue
when you say something is eternal,
chapter 51,
well, what does that mean?
The Lord continues
it means
to bring forth a lot of that information
ends,
right?
for us.
And in God's case,
what's
always
interesting
is always when we get
always,
into these books where
will be
so
you know,
it talks
you know,
about
he uses
judgment
the words
all the
eternal
time.
And everlasting kind of
God always intersperses
and you see that when you read
glimpses
in the Gospels
of his mercy
of
his
John
love,
chapter 3 verse 15
and restoration
verse 16
and those
and
are
the,
just
those
gonna,
are the little
I will read
those
that you love to see
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 15
that, you know,
says,
give me hope.
That whosoever believeth in him,
I know that
which is obviously speaking of Christ,
doesn't really deserve,
should not perish but have
any
eternal life.
Blessings from the Lord.
For God so loved the
anymore.
World that he gave his only
but,
begotten
you know, we have
Son,
faithful people
that
in
whosoever
this country,
believeth
like
in him
Israel
should
had
not
faithful
perish
people in
but have
country.
Eternal, everlasting
and,
life. So we have
you know, the Lord
eternal
is
and everlasting. They're used
the Lord is merciful.
That which will never
we're
end.
We're going to see
so,
some of those things
when we look
when
at eternal
chapter,
security.
And
we talked
makes
about
me
the
happy
idea
to see
that
because even if the Lord judges this country, which I think
that
will
we
happen,
lose. So you know,
it will,
we spoke
there will
of,
always be
you know,
some
social
portion
security,
of the,
which I'm sure.
Christian population.
Some of us might be collecting.
Out,
some of us might be soon to be collecting.
The Lord will make known
some
his
of us
mercies
are hoping
to have
so, live long enough to collect.
I don't know a better way to put it
other than
that. Does that
go
mean we're not going to experience wrath?
20, 30 no, something.
It, there's going to be judgment, chastisement.
But thank you for paying into
kind,
it for all of you
but
who are still working.
No matter what.
But, you know,
just like
who knows
the Jews that went into captivity.
It's not
God's going to make
security.
Sure that
it's just
the truth of his word
social
comes
security.
Out to those folks.
It'll last until there's no money left,
when
right?
When they go through those things,
and,
that there's
you know,
still
you
hope.
You have your securities
so
and exchange
we always
commission,
have hope
which
in
is,
God.
Of course, only good.
We can't forget that.
While there are people investing
right.
in the stock market.
So, in chapter 51,
but we know how that goes,
the very
it's
first
twice,
four verses
that I know of,
and you know, it's clear,
I believe,
all the time,
and then 2008.
I mean, all the way through Jeremiah. That,
and, of course, you know,
these are the words of God. So, you know, it starts off.
48?
Thus
okay,
say
28.
Lord,
all right.
Behold,
there was an 8 in there somewhere, right? Okay.
Against Babylon and against
so,
them that
you know,
dwell in the midst of them
so, where
that
do you
rise
put your
up against
and trust,
me,
right?
A destroying
you're going to put your investments
wind.
And, say that
and will send
trust
unto
in
Babylon
famine no.
that shall famine
I mean,
and
if,
shall
if
empty her land.
Been paying any
for
attention
in the day
to world
of trouble,
events,
you know, like
Venezuela,
Argentina, Greece, against
they've,
him that
they've all
bendeth,
had
let
hyperinflation,
bend his bow,
so that
and
the money that
him
you
that
had
lifteth himself up
was no longer worth
brigadine,
anything, right? So
and spare ye not
costs
her young
you
men.
Like
$1,000
to buy a loaf
her
of
host.
Bread.
Thus the slave shall fall
you know,
in the land.
What good is
the
it then if you have $20,000 in the bank?
Thrust,
I can get 20 loaves of bread.
Her
you know, it's
that's
it's
one
no
of those
good.
Tongue twisters.
It's not
thrust
something that
through.
You can bank
yeah.
upon.
Okay,
but for a Christian, we can bank upon the fact.
Obviously,
that
you know,
God
as we said,
says that
he,
if it's clear, believe
God
in the name
says
of Jesus
raise
Christ.
Up,
and know that he died for our sins,
Babylon.
Took them away
and
because we are sinners.
We understand
that
we can have
that
eternal
that life.
The Medes
and
the Persians. And
that eternal life cannot
and
be taken away.
He says that
so,
when
we,
they're going
when we
to
talked
be a destroying
last time,
man.
We talked about...
Now, it's really...
Is it really
it's
of works or is
like
it of
like equivalent
grace?
Kind
of course, we all know it's
messaging
of grace,
that God uses
I can't rehash
when he
that
talked
we just
to Judah about Babylon. Coming
we
into their
ending,
land because he
we
called
talked
them
about
a whirlwind.
The fact that
they were going to come in quickly.
Can a believer actually,
I guess you would say like
a
tornado,
be
a
believer,
that they were going to be destructive and they were
well,
going to move
believe
fast
it anymore. So then they
and
end up
leave
losing
nothing
their
in
salvation.
Their path, right?
So
and
he continues
people
to use
actually
this
teach
kind of an imagery
that's
of
true.
A wind. Because and if you know you anything have to about believe that area in order to be saved. So if you decide at some point country you don't believe anymore,
part of the
then
planet,
obviously you can't be saved. That's
they can
the
get
reasoning.
Really hot, but scorching human winds reasoning. That come
so
across.
So the fact is just, that as we looked at it, we said
destroys the crops.
The reality is that
any greenery,
if I
it,
am truly
it gets
a
really hot and the whole bit, right?
So God not only that, with my head,
there's going to be a destroying wind that
what
comes.
God did for me.
He's going to send
then
the fanners.
I would not
so these,
depart
these are
from
people
what
that
he
are
said,
gonna
right?
fan the flames,
and
right? The
as we pick up today, we're
going to
actually
the
start
against
in an unusual
them.
Place.
And
oh, I'm sorry. I said I was going to read some of those scriptures.
It's kind of the
references,
imagery that you have.
Boy, I really blew past those.
Where,
okay. So in the Gospel
we
of John,
understand
obviously
people
we read 3:15,
would,
3:16,
you know, the wheat, right?
Continuing
so you,
in John chapter
you take
3,
the wheat,
verse 36,
and, they
John
toss
chapter
it
5,
up in the air,
verse 24,
and the wheat berry is separated
John chapter
from
6,
the chaff,
verse 37,
and the chaff just blows away
John
wind.
Chapter 6, so
verse
he's 40,
making a correlation
John chapter
between
6,
Babylon
verse 47,
and being chaff.
John chapter 10, verses
basically
27
a
to 30. All of those talk about Jesus Christ
of that which
coming
time was really
to
good,
give, right?
Eternal,
and
it's
going
to just be
to
removed.
Now, as I said, we were talking
yes.
about can a person believe
and of course
claim
you know,
to be a believer,
says,
and then
she's
determine
gonna,
at some point in the future, I
don't
believe
they're
it anymore.
Gonna empty her land,
and
they're gonna fan her
in the,
and the
book
day
of
trouble
of Jeremiah,
they shall be against her
roundabout.
So the her enemies,
chapter 32,
will come from all directions, right?
And then
we have an interesting
well, he
statement.
Jeremiah,
more specific.
We've been studying
so
it on our
one of
Thursday
the things
study,
that we learned
and
when we were
one of these books that
reading.
There's so much symbolism
you know,
in it, and
the Babylonian army
all kinds of judgments
they
is
were,
being discussed. But God interlaces these little
they,
jewels,
they
little treasures,
had,
in the midst of all that judgment.
Group of people
and this is one of those
who were
in
very
the,
accurate
in Jeremiah
with the
chapter 32,
verse you know, we
40.
Have like our SEAL teams that they're specialized
now, let me
in
just
doing.
Give a little background.
Things
clearly, this is
other
speaking to the Jews.
Military groups aren't
the Jews
aren't
who have gone into
for.
Captivity because the Babylonians have
covert,
come in
you know,
and
they
overthrown
go in and
their
people
nation,
hardly even know that they were
a good
ever
portion
there.
Of the people into captivity,
and
many others have been
we
killed.
Train people, you
but
know,
the Lord
their,
wants
armor
to give those that have gone into captivity a
people that
hope.
Replenish,
and he
you
says,
know, fuel supplies
in verse 40, and I will make
the
an everlasting
troops,
covenant
right, those
with
that
them.
Operate
that
the
I will not turn away from
all
them
those
to do them good.
So,
but I will put my
Babylon
fear
had
in
a group
their
of people who
were that they shall not depart from me.
Very skilled
now,
with the bow.
You know,
and
we
the Lord talks about
say that
those
you
that
have to look
bow,
at who are they
he
writing
says,
to?
They're going
to
actually
with proper
be
interpretation of scripture.
Destroyed by
you have to look at the
an
history.
Enemy that comes.
Who's he writing
with
to?
Their bow.
He's writing to Jews.
So
writing to Jews are in captivity.
This is really.
But does
a,
that mean
a,
that
an interesting
there can't
concept
be some
because
application
you know,
of what God is?
Anytime that you get
us,
Pride
today,
Day, you think, "Hey, I'm
not
the best at what I do."
But see,
God always
when
says,
you look at the character
oh, yeah,
of God,
else who's better
God
than you.
Has to judge sin,
and that's
God
exactly
says,
what's going to happen.
You know,
here.
You people have walked away from me. You have sinned. You have worshipped
Babylon
other gods.
And the
now
Chaldeans
you have to pay the price.
Reached a
so
pinnacle in their existence.
He gives that little glimmer
like,
of hope when he
you know,
tells
we're
them
just,
that he's going to make an everlasting covenant with them.
Right?
Well, what happened there? Didn't he make an everlasting covenant with
them
already?
Kind of
when he
them.
Said
but,
to Abraham,
you know,
Isaac,
when
and
God
Jacob,
raises up
I am going
somebody,
to
just
make
like you know,
a,
Gideon,
a nation,
he wasn't
priests.
A man that was
I'm going to make you
known to be
a
soldier.
People,
but God raised
like
him up for a purpose,
or the stars
and he was able
sky.
To defeat the Midianites.
Stars in the heavens.
You know, Daniel,
and I'm going to give
with,
you all
you know,
this land
he was
that
a shepherd,
you see.
But you know, God allowed
from the
him
to east
to
the
destroy,
Euphrates, to the
you know,
west,
the,
to the Mediterranean,
Goliath,
and
was,
as far
you know,
as
the,
Abraham could see to the north and to the south. And, you know,
yeah, the champion,
that
that's the right word, yeah,
covenant,
champion
but
of the Philistines. So,
unfortunately,
you know, you can get really full of yourself, it,
there's
but
a
God made sure that,
that,
you know, he knocks you down a few
not
things.
A condition that God said, I'm not going to do it, but a condition
and then,
that God
you know,
said,
he talks about,
I've made this land of
you know,
promise, this
and
land
and
flung with
they
milk
lift
and honey,
themselves
and you're
up
going to be able to live
mean.
There, and you're going to be able to live securely, you're going to be able to prosper, you're going to be able to
basically
the land that is fruitful.
They wore armor.
All of that
they
was,
had,
was dependent on the people following
of,
God.
I guess, you know, like the Roman soldiers.
And we kept talking about
they,
how, as we went through Jeremiah, there
had
so many applications to us
today.
Yeah.
And
armor,
you know,
that
the people
would
turn from God.
Help
well,
to
look at our
protect them
we from God
when they
too.
Went into battle.
Many did.
But,
I'm not saying
you know,
all of us. But
it's another one
know,
of those things where you know,
worship
you know,
other gods.
But
well,
devices
what are
you,
other
of
gods?
Man will
your,
not
your
prevail.
Job,
right?
Your,
so
other
man can think
actual gods, the sun,
to,
the moon, stars. I mean, people
do all
who
kinds
are
of things
worshiping
to make themselves
whatever. I mean,
the
nature,
best,
mother nature,
right?
The
strongest. But God says no. It's not going to matter.
The one true God.
And so he
you know,
says,
when we look at that, then we say,
you know,
well,
he's
going to
destroy.
Judgment has to come.
All
there's going to have to be
host.
Chastisement. Right?
So all the
why would we
host
think that God,
the Babylonians
in his holiness,
are
his character, would not judge
so he says,
us
you know, the land,
doing the same thing
that,
that
fall
his
in
chosen
the
people did.
The Chaldeans.
So, you know, when we
and,
understand
you know, what
this,
is important
say,
to understand there is.
But
you
see,
know,
there's
when,
application because when God
times,
says
like,
that
when
I
the
will make an everlasting
army
covenant
went against
with them,
somebody, they,
God made an
they
everlasting
into
covenant
that
with
country
us.
And
he says, when
in
I
that
go away,
land,
I'm going
right?
to bring a comforter to you.
And God says, that's exactly what's going to happen
Spirit.
To you.
And he says,
an enemy's
going to
come and they're
going to
come into
again.
Your kingdom
but
and they're going to fight on your land.
But I will come again. And when I come again, I will bring you with me.
Well, that should give you
that's a promise
advantage
of God.
Because
it's Jesus Christ
you're more
speaking.
Familiar with
and
your
he,
surroundings than
that,
they are.
You know, it's
but
not like you say,
all
oh,
those
well,
things,
you know,
God says, don't
to
matter.
Your kids,
you
well,
can be the best
you know,
with the bow.
Month,
you can have your armor.
Lake.
You can have your
well,
chariots,
then,
your
you know,
horses,
you get busy
your
and
young men
end up
that
happening.
Are,
well, you know, that was a promise that you made to your kids.
Gone through
battle and they're
battle hardened.
But I mean,
all those things aren't
going to
matter. They're not
going
to
right?
do anything to help
so
you.
So the promises
you're
don't mean anything to us. But to God, that promise is everlasting.
It's
that
a,
promise means something.
It's a terrible thing
and even
to,
though
to
God
read
allowed
about,
his people
and, you know,
to be taken out of the land,
like this,
they were
say,
only
well,
taken out of the land for a time.
Not just because
and then
God
brought them
specifically
back.
Raised them up
and I'm not
to be the tool that went against Judah
and Jewish nation was reestablished.
How can he be upset with them now,
you know? Into the future.
But
when the
you know,
kingdom of God
as I said,
comes to
you know,
the
last time
and
in
the
chapter
New Jerusalem
50,
is here, and all
they
the
did
Jews
some things that
be able to
God
come
said,
back
you know,
and populate.
It's like when
that
God
New Jerusalem.
Blesses you and says,
but that's not
hey, I'm
our
going
covenant.
To
our covenant is that
allow
he's
you
come back to, take us
to prosper
so
in
we're
everything
eternally
that you
live with him
and
in glory.
You take the prosperity
so that's
and
a,
you just do things.
There's application here. But look at the
wording
when he says,
God's going to continue to prosper
you. I will not turn away from them.
So
well, what
happened
does the
was God raised
say?
Them up and he said, I want
God
you to chastise
that he will
my
never
people.
Leave us nor forsake
but,
us, right? So
the
is
Babylonians
he repeating that?
Went too
yes.
far.
He's just using different words.
You know, they,
but then
they were
it didn't stop there.
Considered
I mean,
to be
he said,
ferocious.
I will put my
they
fear
were
in
vicious.
Heart, that they
soldiers.
Shall not
and they
depart
killed
from
the women
me.
And the children and
so,
they
see, when someone
destroyed
actually
the temple
knows
and they
the love of God,
took all the treasures
all
and everything.
Done for them.
And God,
God
said, that's
saying,
not what
I
called you to
making
do.
An everlasting covenant with
so,
and
is,
when
I have a little
when
problem
I bring
with that.
That covenant to
and then
fruition,
it goes further because
when you
talk about how they
the fullness
spread
of that covenant.
False
then
teachings
you're not
throughout
from
the,
me
the lands
look at what I'm
around
offering
them.
To you.
So
can
they
you
turned not only the Jews,
the glories of
but even
heaven.
The other nations that
no,
they had conquered,
and there were little inclinations
turned them away
we need
from
to
God.
See things
and
about
it's
what
one of those things
look
that
like, what it's
it becomes
be like,
clear
the people that are going to be there.
As
and,
we were reading,
you know, it's a
you know,
wonderful
like,
thing to see.
In the book of Kings and Chronicles and things like that about David and how David.
Well, we know a number of things for sure.
Know, conquered
there
all
will
the
not be sin
nations around him, had them pay tribute.
And of course,
to them,
there will never be
but
death.
What was the purpose
no,
of that?
Since the parting of loved
they
ones,
now
there will
knew
not be
that any
God
of sickness the Jews
and
is
all
God.
That stuff. Right.
So
we
have
was
a banquet
the
table.
I mean, that's what I look for.
But,
but you know, it's going to be a beautiful place.
And then
so,
you know,
they
became
a
byword
that
and
we
a thing,
put our
right?
focus on that.
And,
like the
and that was
saying,
the thing that was problematic.
Put your eyes upon Jesus.
But the Babylonians
when you put your eyes
instrumental
on,
and
don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that's why
that
we want
to
believe what Christ did.
All right.
Because we go to heaven.
Verses 5 and 6.
That's just the
it says,
for a secondary
here's,
thing.
Here's
we,
part of the good
we
news,
want to
right?
believe because
for Israel
we
believe hath
of
not
the
been forsaken
that he had for us,
nor
even
Judah
we
of his God,
that he would still
of
go to
the Lord
cross
of
and die for us.
Though their
so
land
it's a,
was filled
it's a beautiful
with
thing
sin against the Holy
see.
One of Israel.
So then you say, well,
flee
why would
out of the midst
I then
of Babylon
say I don't
and
believe
deliver
him anymore.
Every man his soul?
Now, you're
going to
hear
cut
it.
Cut off in
yeah,
her
I mean,
iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. sins.
God's not dead. We will the very first movie
to her a recompense.
You see, so, it's clear.
Sorbo,
you
know, talking
what
about
the Lord
how,
is saying here is, oh,
I used to believe all that stuff.
And
he's
you.
Quoting scriptures,
even
and
though,
but
you
he doesn't believe it anymore
from me
because
whoring,
he can't believe that a God you've gone would allow suffering in this world,
like his mother.
I still
suffered,
remember
and
that
then
you are my people.
He turned away from God,
and
you know
it's what?
The same thing.
If you look
when
at the
Jews
reality
of, Egypt,
of
right?
why the suffering the is in this world,
generation,
not because of God,
decided they weren't
it's because of the evil one who turned the hearts of two beautiful people that God had created.
Were fearful
when he said.
Because
all
he didn't trust
very
God.
Good.
And
God
allowed
said,
them
well,
to sin,
this generation
and now
will
this
pass
world is sin cursed.
Before
and everybody
I allow
ever born from that
the next generation
has now
to
carried that curse
land.
Of sin.
And that's exactly
and
what we're saying.
That's not
here.
God's fault.
God says, I haven't
that's
forsaken you. Did he forsake
now,
the Jews?
We're
going no.
to talk
he says,
today.
You know, you're going into the promised land is being delayed.
Probably
well, now
yeah.
what he's doing
gonna,
is he's saying, look,
I'm going to jump
taken
forward
out
a little bit.
Of the land of your inheritance.
We're going to talk today about
the land that I had given you,
free will.
But that land is still yours.
When God created
and
man,
forgotten about you.
Mankind,
so
however you want
to
say that.
I'm
not a politically correct person.
And when I,
when
do,
I say man, I'm
you
talking
return
men and women.
To the land.
When God created
now,
man,
of course,
God created
as we always talk
to
about
have free will.
There's a
so
a short
God
term,
put them in the Garden of Eden, and he just said, all
yeah,
this
prophecy
here
that's happening here
is
that's
yours.
Being fulfilled.
And
then there's the long term.
He said,
prophecy,
you have
right?
dominion
so
over the earth.
When the Babylonians
so they were
are over
put in charge
by
of
the Medes and the Persians.
And then
ultimately,
he gave them one instruction.
There's,
he said,
an edict
but don't
where
eat
they're
of
allowed
the tree
to
of the knowledge of good and evil.
And rebuild the
one
temple.
Thing. Imagine
but
all the stuff
all
that
the
was there, all
go.
The different
so
trees
the
of fruits and all the different animals.
Why?
They weren't eating the animals.
Just because
you know
they know that
feel,
the Lord's going to bless them and they're going to prosper
kitten,
and all this.
And you just,
no,
you just
because
love
they want to worship God.
And hug them and everything, right? Well, God put all those animals there and
they
were all very kind animals. They were kind to each other. They were kind to
mankind. So they want to get back and what's the first thing
everywhere
they do,
that they went,
they want to
the animals would come up to them
and construct
and
the,
birds, the
wall around
oh,
the city.
Like Cinderella, right?
And
the,
that's
the
exactly
birds land
what,
on her
you know, the
and
Lord
she's singing
wanted.
And they're tweeting and everything,
but,
right?
You know,
that's how heaven is
not everybody
be.
Went
but,
back.
You see, we,
then,
we don't appreciate it. But you know,
he's speaking
I mean, it's
about
a
time.
But we're not talking a fairy tale. We're talking reality.
They will, right?
And, so, you know, when God when he gave them the free
and it's
will,
good that
he
talks about Israel and Judah because
what do they do?
What he's doing is
reuniting. To the
nation,
serpent,
right? So
who said,
says, "You know, you're no longer
he made an offering
a northern
to them,
kingdom
right?
and a southern kingdom.
Eat of the tree,
you're just
and
my
you
people,
be like
Israel."
God.
And
well,
he
what
says,
was the problem?
You know,
that was Lucifer's problem in the first place.
Soul,
I'm going to
be
make myself
off.
Like God.
So
and God cast
her
out
iniquity,
of the heaven,
which would have been the iniquity of Babylon.
Well, then
now,
what did
why
he
is
do?
That
decided
because
well,
as we look at
man,
the future. Prophecy.
Want the same thing.
We're not looking
we can
at,
be like God.
Physical
and,
Babylon.
You know,
we're looking
what did
at
they do?
Spiritual
they
Babylon.
Up, they,
and
the,
spiritual Babylon
the fruit of
was
tree,
the mother of harvest.
And she was the one
immediately
who spread,
understood all of the
that there was
iniquities
evil
that
in
covered
the, world,
the
earth.
Right?
And then they,
so
they felt
the Lord is saying that
because they
I am
naked.
Going to destroy her iniquities.
Then God has to cast
and
them out.
All
of
my people will
the
be
Garden
able
of
to
Eden.
Come back. And
so the question becomes
the
one,
that I have
when we look at
them,
eternal security,
that, you know,
and we say man has a free will.
Happened yet.
Yeah, man has a free
it
will,
never
and
been
man
fulfilled.
Can say, I believe,
now, if you
I choose not
turn over
to, believe,
to the book of Revelation,
or I believe,
will
but now I
bounce
don't believe.
Back and forth now a little bit today.
We're saying
to Revelation,
is
but
all
Revelation
of that
chapter
absolutely
18.
True? Yes. But
and the first five
clearly,
verses here,
the man who says, I believe, but
you know,
I choose
the Lord
not
says
to believe
that he's
now,
have his vengeance upon Babylon.
In the first place.
Says,
he had no
and
appreciation
these things,
of what it was
I saw
that God
another
had
angel
done
come
for
down
him.
From heaven,
and
having great
you
power.
You got to think about it.
And the
like,
earth was
God
laden
says
with his
that
glory.
When we are
and he
saved,
cried mightily with a strong voice, saying,
into the family
Babylon,
of God.
The great, is
well,
fallen.
When you're adopted
is fallen,
into a family,
and has become the habitation of devils.
Do you get to go into
the
family
of every foul
and
spirit,
just do whatever
in a cage
it is that you
every
want to do?
Unclean and hateful bird.
You have free will.
For all
but
nations.
No.
See, all nations.
Families have drunk of the wine families of the wrath rules. Of her fornication. So when you're and adopted into their family,
committed fornication with
parents,
and the merchants of the earth are waxed
the rules.
Rich,
you do
the
this,
abundance
you don't
of her
do
delicacies.
That. And then
and I heard
everything goes really well
heaven,
as long
saying,
as everybody
come
does
out
what
of her, my people,
and does not do the things
not
that that's supposed to
of her sins.
See, free will only takes us so far.
For her
God
sins
is
have reached
sovereign.
Unto heaven, and
sovereign
God
means
has
he's above everything
iniquities.
Else.
So this is
so
this is
God
the forward-looking portion,
life.
Right?
Can man create
God
life?
Says, yeah, she's
no.
she has
man will say
spread her
that they created
her,
life in a laboratory.
Her iniquities throughout the world.
But what man
world,
did was he
really.
Took all the building blocks that God had
and,
put on this earth,
you know,
and then used it
man
to create
loves sin. And basically what's
and
been
ended up being a time when organism.
Like he says, you know, the merchants
is
have
that
gotten
creating
rich
life?
On
no,
sin.
That's taking
and you look
what
at
God
things,
had already made.
I mean, sex
then,
trafficking,
you know,
pornography.
Using it to bring life forward.
Billions, tens
that's
of
not
billion
creating
dollar
life.
Industries.
Artificial insemination.
And
that's not.
It's all happening
man creating
because
life.
Of spiritual Babylon.
They took the
and the Lord
sperm
says
from the
to
man and the egg from the woman and brought them together.
When,
if you didn't
when
have
the
a sperm,
comes.
You didn't have an egg, you don't
so,
have anything.
You know,
so
we'll see,
see
the judgment that happens
man
here
likes
with,
to take credit for what
physical
God
Babylon
does.
With the
but
Medes
man
and the Persians.
Do those things.
But
God
ultimately,
is sovereign
we won't
over
have
life.
To be here, but
all
I'm
life
sure
is because of God.
We'll see what happens when
number one,
spiritual
all
Babylon
life
is judged.
Because of God.
All right.
Two,
in verses
God
7 to 9
over death.
Of Jeremiah.
So
hold your spot
God
here in Revelation because we're going to come back.
The day that we were going to be born.
Verses 7 to 9 says,
we're
Babylon hath
and
been a golden
we
cup
can't change
in the Lord's
that.
Hand
you can, you
that
can
made
try
all
you
the
want.
Earth drunken.
If,
the nations have
I mean,
drunken
of
her
the
wine,
story of Hezekiah,
therefore
right?
the nations are mad.
Hezekiah was told,
Babylon is suddenly
you are
going to
die
destroyed.
On this day.
Oh, for her.
And he
take
went before God
for
and
pain.
He pleaded
if
with
so
God,
be,
please
she
don't
may be
do
healed.
That. And God
we
gave
would
him
have healed Babylon,
more years.
But she is not
and what did
healed.
He do with them?
Forsake her.
He,
and
he
let us
blew
go
it.
Everyone
he,
into his own
he
into his own
walked
country.
Away from God.
For
he did all kinds of things
unto heaven and is lifted up into the skies.
And
of course,
but God
you know,
had already told him he was going to have 15
again,
more years. And God's
the short-term
word
prophecy,
was
the long-term prophecy.
Bound,
but Babylon had been
he gave
a golden,
him the
a golden
years,
cup in the Lord's hand.
But he died.
Well,
at that
what
point.
Does that mean? The Lord allowed
God
her
is
to
sovereign
prosper.
Over death.
The Lord allowed her
God's word
to become
says,
a force
there is a day
to be
appointed
with.
Unto
she
man to die.
Was a wealthy nation.
Well, what's an appointment?
She was a
I have an appointment
nation.
With my doctor.
You know,
next week.
She had
Steve has an appointment
springs,
for surgery
and she had
next week.
The
so
flowing Euphrates River,
it is
the Hanging Gardens
date
in Babylon,
for
right?
Some kind of
they had fields that were planted
occur,
to be able to
right?
feed all
so,
of the people
you know,
of the
well,
nation.
I can call my doctor and say, oh, I can't make
it.
It
was
so
a nation
reschedule?
That God
well, you know,
had
well, you
blessed,
can't reschedule God's
but he blessed
date when
purpose.
He says, this is
and
the day
once that purpose was done,
he's sovereign over that day.
God says,
so
now the... The,
when
that
when
golden
man
cup
thinks
that
man
were,
has the ability
is now going
to, do
to be can, taken
you know,
away,
says, we can
and now you're going
your
to
life
experience
if you take
the cup
these vitamins,
of my wrath.
If you exercise,
so,
if you do all these right things. No, you're not extending anybody's life. That's the life God gave them. But,
yes,
you know, can they live a little
because
healthier?
They were
probably.
Taken
you know,
captive,
you
captive into
life?
Babylon.
Probably. But, you know, you're not going
right.
to live 1 second of 1 day longer.
Right.
Than what God already
now,
gave you.
You know, and that makes
you know,
a point because,
we
you know, when you go into captivity, you can look
will.
At it
when
both
man
ways.
Says,
like,
I'm
oh, woe is
not
me.
Willing
I've been taken out
to believe
of my homeland.
In God,
or you can look
saying,
at it and say,
my
hey,
will
I wasn't one of those people that got
God's
in
will.
The streets. I'm here.
And when
I'm,
you put yourself
I might
above
be,
God,
you know,
what are
doing
you doing?
Whatever,
you're making yourself
not
God.
Be happy with the,
so, you know,
the occupation that they may be
now let's back up the
serving,
bus for a moment.
Some Babylonian guy or whatever.
So the scriptures, let's say
I'm alive and I'm being fed, I have a place to live, and I have my family. So, you know, God can carry you through that, and we're talking 70 years of captivity, right?
Well, I guess
so,
this is a good one.
Some have seen their parents grow
the Gospel
old
of John, chapter 6, verse 39.
Seen, you know, new birth.
And this is the Father's
old,
will.
And
I'm sorry,
you know,
slow
those
down
are the times
a bit. I get excited.
Speak
John chapter 6,
Lord
verse 39.
And pass that knowledge on.
This is the Father's will,
you know,
which hath
one
set
generation
me. This
is Jesus
grow
speaking.
And
pass
that
away.
Of
another
all
generation
which
gonna
he
grow and pass
given
away.
Me, I
and by the time
nothing,
the Lord says,
but should
now
raise
you
it
can
up
go back
at the last day.
Now you have a very small group of people.
We're talking about there's an appointed day, right?
So with the purpose of worshiping our God.
So, and you know, he's going to
the rest decide to stay.
Bring everyone that was going to go very well for them, right?
So it's to salvation. It's that grass is always greener.
He's going to raise them up.
I'll stay here because things are going pretty well.
That last day
doesn't always work out that way in the long run.
It's the day that Christ comes back.
Okay.
But there are a lot of last days.
They're going to experience the wrath of God.
We need to be careful on how we apply.
The last day is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Now, you look at that and you say, well,
continue over in John, over to chapter 10,
and verses 27 to 28.
Some historical
John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. He says,
my sheep hear my voice, and I know that.
We've probably said this somewhere in the past, maybe in the book of Daniel, when we covered the book of Daniel.
And they
the wall for the city of Babylon allowed
50
chariots
so
to be able
what do we,
to
what
go
do we understand
side by
from
side
reading that?
On
not
that
only
wall.
Are we going to
so
be talking
it
about
was massive
eternal life,
and
but we're
people
we're talking
in
about
the wall.
Nobody,
and, you know,
can
you look
us
at that
out of the
and
hand
say,
of
okay,
God,
right?
Well,
I
you
can
know
see
what?
How
it
says, they were no
man
thinking,
can
no
pluck
way anybody's
him out
ever
of
be
my
able to destroy
hand.
Us, right?
That means no man.
The simplest of
who
things,
who has put their faith and trust
decides,
in Christ and said, "I believe,"
to bring a drought,
can now decide
and
that
River
I don't believe
drops
because
in,
they're
in
deciding for
level,
themselves,
and then
that I want
Cyrus
to take
is able to divert
hand.
It, and then they
that,
can come in under the wall. They don't have to
liar.
Worry about trying
and
to
if God's a liar,
the wall,
then we might as well throw this
wall.
Book away
and
might as well not even come to church anymore. Because
the
what do we believe
in?
What are we trusting in? Why are we even here if we just say? Most of this
so
book is
in the
true.
Book of Revelation,
well, then who's determining
if you go back
what's
there,
true and who's,
chapter
what's not
17,
true. This book has to be 100%
the first five
true,
verses,
or it's no good. I'm not the one who's going to tell you where the mistakes are. Oh, okay. Look at that. Here we're going to go into the next issue. Are there contradictions
it says,
in Scripture?
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. And talk
the
with
book
me,
of Galatians,
saying unto me,
chapter
come
five.
Hither, I will show unto
I'm
me
sure,
the judgment
you know,
of the great whore that,
that
sitteth upon
are being
many
said
waters,
here,
with whom the kings of the earth have
Galatians chapter 5, verses 2
and
3.
And the inhabitants of the
oh,
earth
sorry.
Have
verse
been
four.
Made drunk
sorry.
With the
Galatians
wine
chapter
of her
five, verse
fornication.
Four.
And, of course, we read that
as
you know,
we speak
in
about people
Jeremiah,
how, who say that you can
ooh,
lose your salvation.
Was that Jeremiah?
And we're saying, no, it's not possible.
Oh,
there's a verse that they like to go to.
Sorry. That was in the
verse 4.
It was in the last
says,
section of
Christ is become of no effect unto you,
okay.
Whosoever you are justified by the law, ye are
verse
3. From
grace. So he carried me away in the spirit into the
grace,
wilderness.
Then obviously you can't be saved
but
upon right?
A scarlet
but
colored
you see,
beast.
The problem is,
of
when you pluck
seven
scripture
horns,
out of the context
and
of
the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet
we can make all kinds of things
with
gold sound
and precious
right?
stones
but
and
if
pearls
you back
having
the bus
a golden
up a
cup
bit
in her
to
hand
verses 2 and 3
of abominations
of
chapter
5
the filthiness of her fornication
he says behold
upon her
I
forehead
Paul
was
say
a name written,
unto you
mystery Babylon
be
the great the mother of harlots and abominations
nothing,
of the earth
for I testify
so she's the
again
mother
every man that is circumcised
so the mother is
that he
one who gives birth
to
everything
right?
So she's
law.
The source.
So
everything
again,
is
the context,
out of her.
And
the,
you know that church is being
there's
pulled
so many
in two directions
that happen here.
You've got
you know
the,
she
the
has
Jewish believers
the cup
who
of,
are not sure.
The,
you know,
the
do
cup,
I still follow the
cup,
law? Don't I follow the law? And then you got the regular Jews who are saying, well, you need to. You need
oh,
to
boy.
Follow the feasts, and you got to be circumcised.
Yeah, she had a golden cup.
Stuff, right? Well. See,
yeah, in a handful of abominations and filthiness
that we
of her fornication.
Follow
so,
any law,
you know, God but can provide
grace is grace.
A cup.
It's the
that,
free gift of
you know,
God.
For us, you know,
and
the Lord says
when
that
you read
he,
it this way,
will fill it.
What the Apostle Paul is saying is you are either putting your faith
not
trust
only
till
it's full,
in the law,
but he will,
or you're putting
right,
your faith
to overflowing,
trust in
right.
grace.
So,
if you put your faith and trust in
the
law,
when
the
wrath
then
comes,
what you're saying is,
I'm
going
to
do everything myself
wrath
in order
of
for
God
me to get saved.
Filled to overflowing.
It works.
But
right.
that's exactly what's going
to
so, happen. That's
it's
the
not
cup
a
of
contradiction
blessing that God had given
Scripture
her
to say that by grace
with
ye
a cup
are
of
saved
fornication.
Through faith.
And All kinds
not
of iniquities.
Yourselves, it is the gift
so
of God.
It's that thing
see,
where you know,
that's
you're blessed with God,
to,
and then what do you do with the blessing?
To say that
they,
and then
they
come
turn
here
everybody
and say,
against
oh,
the Lord.
If,
and then
you
back
are,
over to chapter 18,
I want to
get
in
Revelation.
Right. If you
we
are
looked
justified
at verses 1 to 5
law,
before, we're going to look at verses
grace.
7
that
and 8.
That is a true statement.
Or I'm sorry,
if you
7
believe
to 10.
That you are going
says,
to have to keep the law
how much
to be justified,
she had glorified
then
herself
you're falling from
and
grace.
Lived to
it's not grace anymore.
So much
so,
torment.
A lot of
and
churches.
Give her.
And you know, my job is not to bash churches.
She saith in her
my
heart,
job is to
I
teach
sit
the truth.
And am no
a lot
widow,
of churches say
see
you
no
have
sorrow.
To follow the law.
So that,
now,
right,
is there a
right?
problem with thou shalt not
therefore,
kill.
In verse
thou
8,
shalt not
shall
commit
her plagues come
thou
in
shalt
one day.
Keep the Lord
death
God's
and mourning and famine.
Thou shalt
and
not
she shall
use
be utterly
Lord
burned
God's
with fire.
Name
for
in
strong
vain.
Is the no, Lord God
no, there's nothing
who
wrong with that.
Her.
But you see,
and the kings
that's
of the
not
earth
gonna
who
get
have committed fornication
the only person
and
that
lived
ever
deliciously
kept the
with
law
her
perfectly
shall
was Jesus
bewail
Christ.
Her and
while
lament
he was a man on
when
this
they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas,
that
great city Babylon, that mighty city,
and it's
for
wonderful
in one
to,
hour
wonderful
is thy judgment
to have him
come.
As an example.
So,
but,
you know, when you look at
sin
it,
nature.
When he says,
Christ
you know,
did
she
not
will be
have
suddenly,
a sin nature.
So
destroyed, Christ
right?
wasn't...
And then one verse says, in one day,
well, says,
and then
he wasn't tempted
said,
in
one in hour
all things,
of
like
that
we
day,
are
right?
tempted. So he...
Did
you
he
know, experience
see,
trials
it's just
and
ridiculous because
trials
then
and testings,
the other
yes,
nations,
just like we do,
that had committed fornication
with
her,
at no point did he allow himself
to see
to
her
sin
being destroyed
while he was on this.
They're not,
earth.
They're not sitting there going, "Oh,
but
my,
if you told
we
one lie,
her
if you stole paperclip,
it was a mistake for us to do that and repent."
They're just sad that the source of all
yeah,
of
had
that
a bad thought.
Oh boy.
Is now
have
gone.
Ever?
Yeah, everything that they had.
Well, guess you've already
been able
sinned.
To
and one
in, as it
one
would be,
sin
and
doesn't
the,
matter how small,
gaining return.
Or how big, one sin will keep you out of heaven. God
I
can't
guess,
allow
interest
sin into
on
heaven.
Their investment,
and that's what makes
is
heaven
now
so
being
great.
Destroyed.
Why would we want to go
sad.
There if there's going to be
but,
sin there?
You know,
it'd be just
we
like
have a God who is greater
fun.
Than anything.
So.
That
you know,
man
we have
put
to
together.
Look at these things and we have
and
to say, all right.
That's the good news
so,
for us.
You know, we,
all right,
we
so back in 51,
security.
Jeremiah 51, verse 10.
God
says,
gave us a free
the Lord
will,
hath
but
brought
God is
forth
sovereign.
Our
so
righteousness.
In his sovereignty,
and
he still puts limits on
in Zion
our free will.
The work of the Lord
like we
our
said,
God.
We can't,
now,
we can't
I
extend our
that
life.
When,
like,
in the short term, when the people came out
of
Babylonian captivity, what did they want
to
do? They wanted to go and worship God.
None of us.
So what was the purpose of Israel
be,
in the first place when God chose
be,
them?
And sometimes
they were to be a nation
than
of
we used
priests,
to be.
Right?
But,
so he says,
you
know let
what
us
it
declare in Zion the work of
right.
our God.
Now,
so
what is
what
happened
in the Gospel
right?
of Matthew? It's that
now,
testimony
now this gets to be a little
that you have.
This
is what God
fly.
Has done for us.
Matthew chapter 24.
We often talk about our testimony. I'm a sinner. I was saved
see,
by
people,
grace. This was my life
scripture,
before. This was my life
and,
now.
And make
after,
you think
right?
that what they're
so
saying is true.
What they're able to do is
but you really
they're
have
doing the
to
same
look
thing
into
but
it and
they're,
see
they're declaring
what is
it
really
as a nation.
About.
You know,
like I said,
we
interpretation
were
of scripture
a nation chosen
first
by God,
requires
we
that we understand
God,
who
we were given all kinds of
the,
things.
The people
we
are that is being talked to.
We wanted a king. What God gave us a king. We prospered as a nation. And other nations looked to us as
yeah,
being
I,
mean,
I don't know a better
great.
Way to say it.
But
what is
we
the time
away from
that
him
speaking
and we
of?
And
then
we
what is the purpose
going
of
into,
the scripture?
What is it actually
servitude?
Saying?
Went
and
to
captivity.
The Gospel
and,
of Matthew,
you know,
chapter 13.
But the Lord brought us out of that.
Matthew,
you know, what a
testimony
24,
that is,
right?
Verse
13. And not only brought us out of it, but he brought us
Christ is
back
speaking
into
here,
the land
but,
that we were removed from.
Well,
that
we
God had already promised
says,
was going
but
to be
he
our land
that
anyway.
Shall endure
so,
unto the
you know,
end,
it's,
the same shall be
it's
saved.
A beautiful thing
so,
to see.
If
that was the heart
your
of the
salvation
people
requires
that came
you
out of
to endure,
and
it's
work
still
that means
to be
you have to
same
do
something
thing
even
in order
for you
to
be saved
going forward.
But
when
the problem
the
is,
millennial kingdom is
what
here,
this scripture is
then
dealing with
is the
time
of the tribulation
earth is going to be coming.
So if we understand that,
to declare
then
the greatness of God,
we realize
to
those
this
nations
is really to the body of Christ.
Now whether those nations
now,
are
that
happy
can be confusing
another story.
But
let
me
you know,
let me just say this:
reign, they don't have a
scripture
so,
has divisions.
I love it because
and God's,
you know, one way or another, it's like when
the divisions that God has,
God says, you know,
we say, we don't that, go you know, to the temple and sacrifice animals.
I'm going to have to paraphrase it because
that's
I don't
for
know
us,
the verse by
the
heart. That,
now,
you know,
there are people
if
who say,
you
oh, yeah,
refrain
you
to praise me like I should be praised, even the rocks
you offer
would,
a sacrifice,
cry out, right?
So your praise,
it's the
sacrifice
it's that
of
whole
your
concept
to the Lord.
God,
no,
one way or another,
doesn't
is going
way
to be.
It's like the Jews thinking they're
praised,
keeping the Passover right now,
when
they
which is,
when they
is due.
You know,
now,
have their shank bone and their egg
you,
and things. But they can't keep the Passover because they can't go
we're
to
okay
their temple and do
I
this.
Don't think we're going back to Revelation, so I think that's okay.
Anymore.
So if you go over to the book of Psalms,
you, know, you have to
Psalm
you can't
66.
Allegorize things. That's not how God is. So when we look at Scripture on, let's say at the
in verses
level,
10 to 16 here.
There's an Old Testament and there's a New Testament.
Psalm 66, verses 10 to 16.
If your beliefs are just that there are two segments of Scripture.
I mean, you can understand this, right? If you were
then, you know, you
someone who had just gone through this kind
that
of a trial,
to people,
right? And God brought you out
you know,
of it.
Prior to the New Testament.
Verse 10 says,
that's
for thou, O God,
to people
hast
in the New
proved
Testament
us. Thou hast
but there are
tried
many divisions
us as silver is tried.
And
thou
when
broughtest
we,
us into the
we
neck,
don't have time to go into all of that right now.
Under
but
our, upon our
when
loins,
we look at this,
thou
and we
hast
say,
caused
oh,
men
this is
to ride over our
tribulation.
We went through
the
fire
tribulation
and water,
is a time
but thou broughtest us
that comes
out into
after
a
what we
place
call the rapture of the church.
I will go into thy
so
house.
It's the time that comes after Christ appearing in the
which
heavens
my lips have
and
uttered,
calling
and my
out
mouth
those
has spoken
died
when I was in
Christ. And those who are still alive.
Verse 15, I will offer
they
unto thee burnt sacrifices of fat
away
with the incense of rams.
Then
I will offer
we have
bullocks with goats.
The millennial
come
kingdom
and hear all ye that fear
and
God,
we have
and I will declare what he hath done for
so
my soul.
There are many.
It's the,
I say
it's
that wrong,
the same
I
thing.
I
right
flipped them.
You know,
we have the tribulation, and then we have the millennial kingdom.
Go through
kingdom
the trial, just like,
so
you know, silver
we
is tried in a furnace.
Looking
and,
at
and the dross is burned off.
We're not going to be
then
in
when
the
you
millennial
come out,
kingdom.
We're pure.
We're not going to be
we're
in the tribulation.
That which is what God intended us
and
to
we're
be,
not in the Old Testament.
When he started.
And
you know, when you look at this,
that which now
all I can
is
do is
pure
I can tell you beautiful
that,
is the thing
the
that
Apostle Paul
is going to be able to declare who God is
in the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
We look forward to that.
He speaks of it in a couple
of course
places,
for them,
but
you know they went back
probably
so
a good
that
one
they could then offer their sacrifice.
Colossians chapter 1.
But for us, we're going to just offer our sacrifice of praise.
All right.
Verses
25
to
29.
Verses 11 to 14. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the
Paul says,
of the king,
whereof
of the
I am made a minister.
For his device
right,
is against
up,
Babylon
24
to destroy it.
Who now rejoices
because
in
it
my
is the vengeance
for
the
you,
Lord,
the
vengeance
up
of
that
his
which
temple,
behind
set up the standard
Christ
upon the walls
my
of Babylon,
flesh,
for his
make
body's
the watch
sake,
strong,
which is the church.
Set up the watch.
Paul is talking
prepare
about
the ambush
his ministry
for the Lord
the church,
hath both devised
and
done that
like
which he spake against the inheritance.
And then in verse 25, he says,
O thou that
dwellest
upon many
according to the
abundant
and treasures
God,
thine
which is given
is
to me
come,
for you
and the measure of thy covetousness.
The word of God.
The Lord of hosts
has
sworn by himself,
which hath been hid
saying,
from ages and from generations,
men,
but now is
made
manifest to his
saints.
And they
shall
lift up
so
a shout
Paul
against
is saying,
thee.
God
so of course,
dispensed
you know,
something.
Again,
there's a dispensation
just
that came to me
confirmation
that
was
God
a mystery.
Says, I'm
it
going
was
to
hidden
do this.
From
how many
the
times
ages
do you see
the Lord,
the Lord, the Lord in
this was
these,
something
you know,
new
five verses
that God told Paul, the Apostle Paul only. And
that judgment is
that,
going to come.
When we
you can
read the epistles,
make yourself ready.
Paul,
you can
we
prepare
say,
all
well,
your guards.
Specifically,
you can put the watchmen up
to
on
what
the walls.
God had called Paul
but it isn't going
to
help to
be a ministry to the
it's
church.
It's still
of God,
going to happen.
The body of Christ church.
And it's
so,
funny that
you know,
he's,
we have
they're going to come like caterpillars because
right?
you know
Jews
when you
had a congregation.
When you think
but,
of an army
you know,
coming to march against
their congregation,
you don't think
different
of calling
their
them caterpillars.
Their congregation was still happening in the temple, following
Expect,
the law,
right?
Which
so
their,
when God
rabbis and things like
brought
that
brought the plagues on
but
Egypt,
we have
right?
a congregation, obviously in this church.
Flies
this church is just
frogs,
a member of the body of Christ.
You know,
a bigger
fish
body
that died in the water.
Us.
And,
it's
know,
not just
those.
Us.
Those weren't the
back
things
then,
that
they were
man would
to go to
think
Jerusalem
of to have to overthrow.
They had to go
the
there
nation on the
in
earth,
order to
right?
sacrifice.
But
You see,
we don't have to come to church in order to offer praise to God, to fly, even to talk to God, listen to God, to land on all kinds of things. We don't have to come to man to do that.
Those you don't have to come to me
bother
and tell
us,
me that you're a sinner.
That's the thing God says, you know, those are the things that I'm going to do. Like a caterpillar crawling
through the quietness of your own home because Christ made it
in this case was under the wall of your city.
So he broke down that
you're going to be destroyed
between man and God.
No matter what you did to prepare, it's not going to be enough
that we can say. But I don't want to lose the
verses 15 to 19.
So, but there was a dispensation. There was a dispensing, a new thing.
He hath made the earth by
Paul
his power.
He
hath established the world by his wisdom.
So
and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding.
And when we read what Paul is telling us, this is where the whole concept of grace comes in, because in the verses that we talked about prior, it was faith, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
So now when he says
the whole concept, it's still the Lord, not living by works, because Paul created everything, right?
He established the world by his wisdom.
Our works
out the heavens by his understanding.
Happen
when he uttered
because
his voice,
saved.
There is a multitude
not
of
in order to get saved.
And he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the
I don't
earth,
have a lot of time.
He maketh
but
lightnings
I just
with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures.
So,
I don't
again,
have a lot of time.
You know, it's
so
one of those things
guess,
where it's making clear
gonna,
to us.
I'm going to stop
he
there.
He created
maybe
everything
we're going to have another one.
With his understanding.
It's so everything that
there's
we
so
see
much
that
to talk
thinks,
about
hey,
in this
so smart issue.
But, I realize right, that
well,
there's a water
we'll stop here,
on this earth.
You know, and then we'll see if
the seas and the oceans,
the
water evaporates, they go
here
up into the air, they form clouds. The clouds begin to cool.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Water begins to drop down.
I appreciate your patience because I know
and,
where we are.
You know, what kind of a system is that when you think like roughly two-thirds of the planet is water, but the majority of it is salt water ocean. And God says, that's okay, because when it evaporates, it's not the salt that goes up into the air. It's just the water, right? So then it rains, and it provides fresh water for crops, for animals, and for man. So, you know, what a system God has, right? And then he creates the wind, what do we call it? The pathways for the wind, right? So, you know, we see that where, you know, you look at the, like a lot of the hurricanes that we have, right? Above the equator, the wind is coming from the Africa, the portion of the continent, across the Atlantic Ocean towards us, and then it cycles north and it creates a circle, right? The jet stream, yeah. And then on the other side of the world, you have the opposite happening where it's traveling counterclockwise, and we have we have wind coming across the Pacific Ocean towards California, and it again hits the mountains, and a portion of that goes north, and a portion of it will go over the mountain. And when it goes over the mountain, it creates rain, and it drops rain in the heartland of our country, which is our farmland. It's amazing. And then in the southern equator, south of the equator, it's the other way around. It's a different circle. So it's weird to look at, but God instituted all that. It's just amazing to see that. And I love it when he tells us that in his word, and man thinks, oh, we figured this out, you know. It's way here. It's always been here. All right.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And it's so hard to understand because man is like, oh, we've got to lower the CO2 levels. We got to lower the CO2 levels. Well, the CO2 levels are what the plants use to convert into oxygen. You lower the CO2 levels, you're going to kill everybody. So, okay. I mean, man can be so smart in certain things because they see the things that God has done, but then they can be so stupid in other things. I don't understand it. All right.
Then verse 17 says, every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Excuse me. So we have the Lord showing a great disparity between the one true God and the false gods of the people that man has created, right? So man creates the molten image. Man creates gods out of things that are inert. And the Lord says, you know, they don't breathe. You know, they have no life in them. So he says, you know, they're a work of error. You're going to worship something that is of no benefit to you. And then he says, in the time of their visitation, they shall perish. So what happens is when other men come in and they conquer you, what do? They melt your God down. Your God becomes a cup or a platter or something, right? So what kind of God is that, you know? But he says, but your God is not like that. The portion of Jacob is not like them. He is the former of all things. Not the former like, well, he was at one time type thing, right? He was the one who formed all things. So he's the creator of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. So when we read Lord of hosts, you know, it basically just means he has control over everything. He has control of everything in the heavens. He has control of everything on earth. So, you know, who are you going to trust, right? All right. And what's funny is these words I'd say verse 17 on are almost identical to Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 12 to 16. So, you know, God makes a point. And when God reiterates something, he repeats it, he wants us to take note of it. So, you know, in this case, you know, there's, you know, 41 chapters in between, but still it doesn't matter. If we are diligent in our study of his word, we're going to see that, you know, he's making a point there. All right. Verses 20 to 24. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, we weren't going to finish the chapter today because it's a rather lengthy chapter. But all right, so verses 20 to 24. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers, and I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. So, you know, what this is this is God saying, I'm going to raise up an enemy that is going to come in and, you know, break in pieces. It's going to utterly destroy everything that was the Babylonian Empire. And he begins to name all the things. And, you know, the gist is that he says that the reason why this is going to happen is because of the evil that you have done in Zion in the sight of the Lord. So, you know, that's where I say that, you know, they were given liberty to come in and judge God's people, but they stepped over the bounds of what God said they were allowed to do. And because of that, God says, you're going to face this destruction. And I think this is the thing where God says, the judgment that's going to come upon you is going to be equal to the judgment that you inflicted on my people. So you came in with a viciousness and a ferocity that he equated to the whirlwind, a tornado. And he says, now the same thing's going to happen to your people. So, you know, and then we get to the New Testament, right? And the Lord talks about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, right? So his judgments are always balanced, right? He doesn't say, oh, you bruised my arm, I'm going to cut yours off. That wouldn't be equal justice. And, you know, when I say equal justice, it just causes my mind to go all kinds of places, but we're not going to go there. all right. Verses 25 to 26. He says, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. So again, this is complete destruction. So he says, you are a destroying mountain. Well, you know, when you think of a mountain, right, mountains tend to be fixed, right? They're steadfast. They're immovable. You don't easily move a mountain. Although God says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, you know, go into the sea, right? But, you know, God can do that. But for man, God says, you know, the mountain was a sign of strength. So Babylon was a mountain. But God says, you're going to become a burnt mountain. And the only thing that you can think of there is like you think of like Mount St. Helens, right? Was a beautiful mountain. People used to scale it and everything. You could see it in the distance. There was that lake that was nearby. It was a pristine kind of an area to look at. And then it erupted and there was a volcano there. And what happened? The top half of that mountain was now gone. And all the lava that flowed down completely destroyed everything that was on the side that was, you know, trees that were growing and everything in its path. And that's kind of the vision that you have here that God is talking about Babylon. You're going to be a burnt mountain. So, you know, nothing that was considered part of the Babylon, in this case, we're talking the city of Babylon, will ever even be used as a cornerstone or as any kind of foundation that people are going to build on. Now, that's pretty amazing when you think, you know, when we talk about, oh, the wall of that city was massive, right? And, you know, it's going to be destroyed, and nobody will ever take any of the stones that were used in the construction of the wall of that city to build again homes or a fortress or a palace or anything like that. And we see that even today. It's still a desolate place. all right. Verses 27 to 28. He says, set ye up a standard in the land and blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, Ashkenaz, appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. So what happens here is, you know, when he talks about the kings of the Medes and the captains thereof, there's not like, it wasn't like Babylon where they had Nebuchadnezzar was the king. Or at the time that it was destroyed Belshazzar. But, you know, they had conquered multiple lands. And what happens is the Medes allowed the kings that were in those lands to still be the kings. So, but at one point, they say, hey, we're going to go up and we're going to attack Babylon. Now you need to bring your armies to fight alongside our army. So they end up, you know, pooling their resources. We see that all the time in the Old Testament, right? Five kings come together to say, we're going to fight against Israel because look what they did to this nation over here, right? And then they think that they can defeat Israel because they've pooled all of their resources together. Only in this case it works because, you know, they're fighting with God being the one who fights on their behalf. So these places that he's mentioning, Ararat, Mini, Ashkenaz, these are portions of other nations that had been conquered by the Medes. And he's saying, I want you to bring them together so that we can pool our forces. Now, I looked at some of the history on this, and it says Ararat and Mini were part of Greater and Lesser Armenia, and Ashkenaz was part of Phrygia. And when Cyrus conquered Armenia, that was roughly in 548 BC. And when Babylon fell, that was in 539 BC. So he conquered them 9 years prior to him coming in and attacking Babylon. And all of them came together to defeat the Babylonian Empire. So it's really an interesting thing to see. I think this is where we're going to stop at this point. And, you know, I just am amazed, I guess, how God continues to work in the lives of the nations who think that they're so good about, you know, who they are, where they are, and what they can do. But, you know, God only allows you to go so far. And when you step over the bounds of that, you know, God's going to slap you down. And, you know, I think of these people that are, you know, like Hamas and Hezbollah and many of the other Muslim groups that say they want to destroy Israel, remove them from the face of the earth. And, you know, if you actually looked at the historic record, not even necessarily scripture, but look at the historic record of God's people. Every nation that ever came against God's people has been destroyed. And, you know, that would tell me that I don't want to be on that side, right? So, you know, but, you know, man is man, and man always thinks that he can do better than God. So, all right, so we just need to understand that we have the omnipotent God, and he's all-knowing, and I love the fact that he makes clear to us that he was the creator, he is the creator, and everything that's in operation that we see, that we believe that we're now finding out, is all because God put it there. So, you know, it kind of humbles you when you see things that way, you know. If you truly want to look at God to be as great as he is. All right, so we'll close in prayer.